CR.
And 4ZLK.
Just thinking about you, Shane. Hope you answered there. Well, it's been a nice morning. We got almost 3/4 of an inch of rain here.
Here, but we've had a good bit too. I've taken it easy this morning, doing some paperwork and sitting at my desk. Haven't been outside to do much today.
CR Mobile. Well, neither way, we're just getting going and we're heading down to get our inoculations for the flu shot and the COVID shot.
Morning to Bernice, then. I'm assuming she's with you. And I hope that goes well for you.
I didn't want to take the COVID shot, to be honest with you. I've always preached that it was a good thing, and I guess it is. I don't know. I heard so many different variances. But the doctor recommended it if you're over, I think, what was it, Bernice, 62? And had underlying diseases like heart disease and this and that, that at our age we're better off to take it. It means we've had problems with our heart and that. So I'm going to follow the doctor's directions. Bernice got that quadrivalent last year, or year before, flu shot, which is 4-in-1, and she got a bad fever that night and scared me. So we just got the regular one last year, and it didn't bother her. I can take the quadrivalent, but I ain't going to. I'll just take the regular one. But I've never had a problem with them. But I'm not crazy about it anymore. You hear so much about inoculations and all, and well, I still think the kids ought to get their measles shots and that, though, because they're getting outbreaks of measles now, and for years we never even had that. But just my opinion. It's pretty clear here now, but supposed to get more storms later, Shane.
Hi, Shane.
Bernice. Yeah, I don't know what to think about all that. I think everybody should just do what they feel like they need to do and not worry about everybody else. But anyway, yeah, I need to get outside or at least run some errands, too. I just heard you in there. I wanted to say good morning. I was looking at some different things here online and doing some paperwork and had the radio on. So I'm glad I heard you in there. I hope you guys have a good day.
Riding along with us a little way, Shane. Yeah, it took me a while to figure it out, but I got a text one day from the daughter, and it had TMI on there. And I, what in the world is that? And I think that's what we got nowadays. Too much information. they shut the internet down. Oh, my God. The world would come to a cease, wouldn't it? You know, it'd just stop. Yeah, I agree with you. Everybody should do what they want to do. So we'll follow our doctor's orders and see what happens. I didn't know if I could even take a shot after having this heart surgery. And they said, yeah, you're over 6 weeks out. Go ahead. I hope they're right. Catch you later, Shane. Have a good day. In 4ZLK and 0TR73.
KB2HXS.
And good morning, Dave. Yeah, you got to do what you feel is necessary and do what the doctor says. So we'll talk to you later. Go ahead, Dave. I'm going to clear out of here, but I'll hang around for a minute. N4ZLK.
Oh, you don't work anymore. What do you mean you got to clear out? Good Lord, everybody's ghosting me today. I don't like it. Hi, bye, Tom. KB2HXS. Go ahead, Shane.
Yeah, but I'm mobile out here, Dave, and be glad to visit with you a little ways.
Oh, I'm sorry. I got it backwards. Okay, well, goodbye, Sean. Have a good day. Oh, Shane, excuse me, Sean. Wow. Shane, have a good day. KB2HXS.
We'll talk to you later. And report is that okay?
It's that rare disease, AGE.
My false teeth slipped a little bit, sorry.
Brain fart. I have those quite often. Oh, shoot. Well, what are you up to today? You working or just slumming there, lazying around? We haven't done anything today because we got 3/4 of an inch of rain, just about.
Yeah, well, no, I had to go take care of, get a bill paid up down at my supply house, and then I went to go look at a mini split real quick. I'm going to be doing a mini split install for one of my property manager people, and then their construction guys, I told them what to do to get it prepped. I'm going to go back in a day or two and put it in. Now just kind of lazing around a little bit. I'm heading back to the house. Gonna take the wife out for sushi, and then gotta plug the guitar in for a little while and get some practicing.
Against your wife feeding her raw fish?
Oh no, she loves sushi. So do I.
I want my fish to be dead when I eat them. Yeah, our kids love it too, but. I don't know. I've never tried it, so I really can't say, but I've cleaned a lot of fish, and I just never had the desire to bite into one there before it was fried.
Well, no, it's mainly the tuna. You know, tuna's good for you, but a California roll, that's, you know, the meat in there, I think it's like the crab meat that's already cooked.
Well, I just never tried it, so I shouldn't, disparage it, shall we say. Is it pretty expensive? It's beautiful to look at. I've seen it quite a lot. And it looks really good. And the people that do it must be artists.
Oh, yeah. It's not super expensive. Not at all. Yeah, there's a little place down here. It's kind of, I guess it's Taylor's Greer area. It's Tokyo Cafe, I believe it's called. And they have the lunch specials that run from like 11:30 to 2. So we're going to catch the lunch special. We get, I think, 2 rolls for $12 or something like that.
Is it filling? I mean, like I said, I've never tried it, but I know it's Publix. You've got that real pretty display of it, don't they, Bernice? I'm pretty sure. I think they do it over at Costco's and places like that, too. It looks really interesting, but I haven't worked up the nerve yet. Well, that mini-split sounds interesting. We were thinking about adding a room up in our kitchen. And I told Bernice that, you know, when they figure heat loads and that... they figure all that, you know, square feet in, and we partially air-conditioned the basement, I guess you would say. I had a duct put in down there, and I just don't know if we'd had to have a mini-split or not.
With Uniform 2 Tango Mobile.
Oh, boy. It goes in. I mean, hi, Rusty. I'd have to take a look and take some measurements, but... Gentlemen, I got to step out for a minute. I'm over here by the country store in St. Mark's Road here. I got to run in and get a couple things of butter. Rusty, go ahead and pick it up with Tom. I'll be back out in just a few minutes. KB2HXS.
I'll catch up to you. My turn will come, Dave. Hello, Tom. W2T Mobile.
Well, a bunch of cops down here by this motorcycle place or by this swimming pool place. up on Wade Hampton, Rusty. We're just going down to get our flu shot and our COVID shot down at Publix.
Just left the rehab center over the Heart Center at Spartanburg Regional. Had my workout for the day. Been through 16 sessions now. And got 2 more, and I'll be at the halfway point of what their insurance is allowing. So we'll see what happens after that as to whether I continue under the insurance package or just go back under my silver sneakers and do it that way. So, and all that's what wife's using to get hers. So Anyway, good to hear you, and I hope Bernice is doing well today. Go ahead, Tom.
Yeah, she's doing fine. The doctor recommended that we get that COVID shot. Like I told Shane, I wasn't too wild about that, but with pre-existing conditions, and if you're over 62 and yada, 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 you're supposed to get it, so we'll get it. It's just a booster, I think, but we always get our flu shot every year, and it's better than the flu, and they said I was far enough out. I went to rehab yesterday, and I kind of crapped out on the first bicycle. I started getting some pressure, and I think I was talking too much, which is not unusual. And then I went to another bicycle, and I did just fine. So finished that up, but I can't even use my arms yet, Rusty, because I've not been away from the surgery that long.
Yeah, I know. I'm going to let someone else say hello to you, Tom.
Hi, Tom. How are you? I'm glad to hear you.
Good morning, Elaine. Oh, we're doing fine, except I got a semi-truck here in front of me turn. I hope the car behind me slows down. Hope you're doing okay. Rusty, we're just about to turn into Publix here, so I got to sign off because this is a bad place to get into with them coming out of Chick-fil-A and blocking the entrance to it. So I'll say 73. You guys have a great day. This is N0TR clear.
KB2HXS back.
Publix, you're going to have to grow an awful lot to be rival that store. Talk to you later, Tom. W2T Mobile.
Hey, back.
Well, you just missed Tom because he said he turned into a Publix
parking lot here, so I got a sign too. N0TR clear.
Yeah, no problem, Tom. Have a good day. 73. Go ahead, Russ.
I doubled with Tom a little bit. I said you missed him because he turned into a Publix. I told him that's going to be a big expansion if he's going to get big enough to be a store.
Oh, okay. Just got that.
And the uptake sometimes, but Dave, I didn't think it was that slow. Oh, so you've been working out in the rain already, or you just catching up to jobs today?
Yeah, a little bit of both. I just had to go pay off a bill that I owed to my supply house, and then I went to go look at a job, mini split install, and I was explaining to the guys, workers there, you know, what needs to be done before I can put it in and all that stuff. They're going to make the necessary arrangements. You know, they'll drill the holes where I need them, and I'll go back like tomorrow, next day, and go put it in.
Done in our in the office for our education director of church, and they put a mini split because there was no real air to feed into her office because it was originally a storeroom and it was big enough to be made into an office, so they mounted a mini split in there for her so she would have air in her office because she was at the end of a hall and right next to an exterior door out there and everything else. So anyway, and all. So you've been behaving yourself?
Of course not.
You tell me the truth for a change. I believe that. And all. Here's Waste Management going along delivering one of its little, picked up one of its little small trash dump things that it puts out. A big truck hauling it on like a big old flatbed. So interesting. I've never seen one of those. As I was telling Tom, I finished up week 16 of my rehab today.
Oh, excellent. I think I caught that. I was coming back into the car there. Yeah, that was good for you. Everything is going good. Your health is improving. I know Tom sounds a little bit better out there too. He's having a heck of a time. That was a heck of a thing he went through.
Well, he and I basically had the same type of surgery, and they won't let you start with anything doing with your upper arms. See, for the first six sessions I went to, the first six or eight sessions I went to, all I did was walk and then do 20 and then eventually 30 minutes on the stationary bike. So, you know, and nothing to lift up, and then they got me to the point where I did they've got a machine that you crank it forward with each hand, and then you crank it backward. It's like pedaling a bicycle, but you're doing it with your hands, and that starts working up your upper body. And then once you got to be, let's see, I was at 8 weeks, I was at almost 12 weeks before they let me start working with the weights to do some weightlifting, so with some 3-pound weights. So, you know, they work you into it gradually.
Gotcha. So you're out and about, huh? I'm almost home here. I just stopped at the country store over here on 290 over by St. Mark's. So I'm just about back to the house.
Well, we're about 5, 6, maybe 7 minutes away from the house. We just left rehab. I mean, we got to go home. You go home after, if you get through that session, you got to go home and take a shower. Because I come out of there wringing wet. And so I did a mile and a third walk this morning. 20 laps in 20 minutes. And that's good up there where they do that. It's indoor, fortunately. And then all my exercises with the weights, and then I did 30 minutes on the stationary bike. So, you know, I got a good workout.
I'm the same way. When I come out of an attic, I'm a ball of sweat, and I need a shower. Hold on 1 second, Rusty. Hang on. I got a call coming in. I'll be right back. KB2HXS.
WTT Mobile.